Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is D.D. Gooding, author of In the Back Seat with Prince Charming and mentor to high-risk teen girls. And she's an advocate for helping teens change the way they think about themselves and their future. So welcome, D.D.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I know that you are on a mission. You're on a mission to help teen girls see that they are worth so much more than that night in, you know, that one night stand in the back seat of some guy's car.
Correct. You're absolutely right. This is kind of my life story as a teen mom and the consequences I paid from becoming a teen mom. I believe because of my low self-esteem, I found myself pursuing other boys, guys at the time, to once they showed me attention, I decided, well, that fed my self-esteem. So I ultimately would have sex with them, mainly because I came from an abusive home, abusive mother, mentally abusive. So I found it in other men. And then I met with when I was in high school, with the football jock of the football team. And he showed me, he kind of pursued me. And I thought, oh, well, this is amazing. So I thought I fell in love with him. And we took it to the next step. And that's how I got my title in the backseat with Prince Charming. So,
right.
And so it's a life lessons in this book. Because of low self-esteem that many girls have, and, you know, the drugs and popularity and guys and, you know, all the girls that they have difficulty. They have to be the best that they can be. I think they're being taught now. And that, you know, they have to keep up their appearance and their grades and the athletics and to be perfect in every way. And I think it becomes overwhelming for teens now.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. So much pressure on these girls to look this way, look that way, be popular, and so on. And do you think that part of that pressure in high school is reason why girls don't say no? They don't want to be, in terms of having sex at a younger age, as teenagers, they don't say no because they don't want to be ridiculed. They want to be part of a group. And you kept talking about low self-esteem. And I think that, you know, if we can talk about for a second the reasons that these teen girls don't say no, and then how to overcome them and how to be able to stand up for yourself and stand up for what you believe in.
Right, right. Well, I feel education is huge. I dropped out of school in the 12th grade to have my son. And then I fell in the welfare, you know, poverty. I'm a white girl. I was popular. I was, you know, thinking I was pursuing my, you know, education. And I ended up dropping out of school and being on welfare and falling in the statistics that these girls do fall into. You know, most of the girls, a recent study found that slightly more than one half of young mothers received a high school diploma by the age of 22, compared to 89% of women who have not had a child during their teen years. So I think it's very important for these girls to abstain from having sex. And if they do have sex, there is so many more birth control out there that they could use. There's no reason to get pregnant at all these days. So, you know, I just am a huge advocate. I don't want to see any girls fall into the statistics that I fell into. And I simply believe I pursued having sex at such a young age because I did come from a abusive family, emotional abusive, and I had to fulfill my needs somehow.
Dee Dee, here's a question for you. In this day and age of media and, you know, reality TV, there's even, you know, the TV show Teen Mom. Do you think that that is just deplorable that they are doing this, the media putting stuff out there to glorify becoming a teenage mom? I mean, do you think that that is influencing girls? Like, oh, I can be on TV, or I'll be in magazines, and all this stuff, right?
Right, right. And I do. I'm appalled by those TV shows, only because these girls are trying to find any way they can to be noticed. And it doesn't show the after effects, after they're off of TV, what they go through. Most likely they will not continue to be with their boyfriends that they're with, and the girls will be left in raising the child on their own. That's probably about 80%, you know, that this will happen. So when they're off the air and off TV, they don't see the struggles that these girls are going through and how hard it's to get back to school, and there's nobody available to watch their child. So it's really, I'm appalled by how they show these TV. I'm really against the Teen Mom shows.
I'm with you, Dee Dee. Now, what would be one piece of advice that you would leave our listeners with today, whether it's teenagers themselves or parents of young teen girls? What one piece of advice would you leave them with today?
Well, you know, my thoughts are, you know, I've raised three sons, so I am not a professional psychologist, but I have walked the walks that most people have not. So in the last piece of advice I would also say is, you know, if they do choose to have sex, to get on birth control and talk to somebody that they could talk to, like it could be a counselor or a teacher or a best friend's mother or father that they can talk to and get good advice. And I believe that these girls need to stay in school and continue their education. And if they are pregnant, to look to adoption facilities. There's a lot of adoption facilities out there that can often guide them in a direction for them to adopt their child out. And it is my hope that all young girls can learn from my story and discover how to face and overcome their personal challenges and are inspired to reach their highest potential after reading this book of mine, In the Backseat with Prince Charming.
Well, Dee Dee, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us, and our listeners can learn more about Dee Dee Gooding and her book, In the Backseat with Prince Charming, at her website, princecharmingbook.com. Thanks again, Dee Dee.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.